The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
New law where you can't name anything in the Commonwealth after someone living.
Is it time to crack down on this abuse that people are perpetrating upon the airlines, bringing their so-called support animals on flights? We'll talk about that coming up. It's now 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Picket lines are up this morning as Verizon workers are on strike.
What do we want?
Verizon service workers in 9 East Coast states have been demonstrating for weeks already as talks seem to be reaching an impasse. They say they want better pension benefits and guarantees that call center work won't be outsourced to other countries. Verizon has reportedly agreed to a 6.5% pay raise but wants to cut more than $3 billion in annual health care costs. The company says it will get by with non-union workers they've been training to take over, hoping to keep landline, cable, and internet service uninterrupted. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Metro leaders will be answering questions today from Congress.
A congressional subcommittee is inviting GM Paul Wiedefeld and Board Chair Jack Evans to answer questions about last month's shutdown.
And I think people are seeking reassurances that the reports that they're even contemplating shutdown of whole lines are in fact not true.
But beyond that, says Congressman Jerry Connolly, may be a day of reckoning for Congress.
I believe that if the federal government wants a full say in the operations of Metro, it's also got to roll up its sleeves and join Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. in providing operating subsidies.
Which he says may be a tough pill to swallow for his Republican colleagues. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump and his family were center stage last night at a CNN town hall. Melania Trump vigorously defended her husband against accusations that he is anti-woman.
He treats everyone equally. So if you're a woman and he attacks, they attack him, he will attack back. No matter who you are, we are all human, and he treats them equal as men. So I think that's very important. He doesn't make the difference.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, is in the process of opening up campaign offices across Maryland. John Kasich will rally in Howard County this afternoon ahead of early voting. Joe Cluster is the executive director of the state's GOP.
For way too long, Maryland has just been a coronation state, and now it's actually a state that the delegates matter. And we'll play into the ultimate math of whether or not somebody gets to 1237.
Early voting in the Maryland primary starts tomorrow. Prince William County supervisors work on their budget tomorrow, and the chairman is pushing for a flat real estate tax bill, but that could cost Prince William County schools millions.
Every school board is going to argue that they're not getting enough money.
Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart says cutting the proposed school budget by $7 million would still be an increase in school funding and essentially leave people's real estate tax bills as is.
If you want to justify a tax increase, you just say, well, it's for the kids.
School Board Chairman Ryan Sawyer says if they don't get the money, they'll deal, but
county supervisor should prioritize education more than what it does.
Especially because
I think everybody who ran for office ran on lower class sizes.
Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll finds that nearly 2 out of 3 Americans want the Senate to hold hearings on President Obama's pick for the Supreme Court. But the Associated Press GFK poll also suggests that the GOP resistance to holding nomination hearings may not hurt the party much because many people don't think the issue is that big a deal. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 48,72. Sports, the Nationals win again, so do the Orioles. The Wizards host the Hawks tonight to bring down the curtain on their current season. And the NFL has suspended Redskins running back Silas Red for substance abuse. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is where Washington comes to talk as we continue our special coverage.
Washington's Drive at 5. With Larry O'Connor.
This is a breaking story with a lot of moving parts, and we will keep you informed as we get more information.
Today's top stories, breaking news, and traffic and weather first on the 5.
Traffic only squeezing by on the shoulder.
Washington's Drive at 5, weekday afternoons.
And this has huge ramifications.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Columbia Pike. Let's take you southbound, south of the ICC. Right before you get to Cherry Hill Road, Musgrove Road, that's where crews are responding to a crash. See a bit of activity there. Now, to get up to the Beltway, 50, John Hanson Highway. Been looking at delays on the approach and right in the vicinity. I'm looking at fire and rescue units responding to a crash. So keep alert. Again, inbound 50 as you come up through to the Capitol Beltway. On the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, that's been busy this morning. Back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, and along the way, we've had two separate accidents. On the trip on the Virginia side of the Beltway, leaving Springfield through Annandale, heavy. That's on the inner loop side. Outer loop side slows to get you toward Telegraph Road and 395. Looks like the entire trip with the stop and go from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Very busy on 66 as well with the sun glare this morning. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days. Getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today near 60. Tonight, clear 42. Sun comes back tomorrow. Let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Dumfries, 39 in Rockville, 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The forces of Occupy Wall Street are getting back together again to boost the Bernie Sanders campaign. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson. Thanks for starting your day the right way here with Mornings on the Mall. This Friday is April 15th, a traditional tax day in America. And over in Virginia, the Northern Virginia Community College will be naming one of their buildings after Senator Mark Warner because he pushed for a big tax increase that generated more money for the school. Now, setting aside the odious nature of rewarding a politician for raising your taxes, no one should ever get
spending your tax dollars.
Yeah, no one should ever get a building named after them for raising your taxes. It also occurs to many public officials in the Old Dominion that it's a little unseemly to be naming buildings after Mark Warner, considering not only is he still alive, he's actually still doing the job. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, okay? One of those public officials is Delegate Rich Anderson of Prince George's County. The legislative session may be over in Richmond, but you're already planning a piece of legislation for the next session focused on this. Why don't you tell me what you plan to do?
Well, good morning, guys. Glad to be here. This is something that is a challenge for us in Virginia, and what I want to do is to bring some degree of order to where I think there is no specified statewide rule set. I'm a retired 30-year Air Force colonel, and today in the General Assembly I chair the Military and Veterans Caucus, and I'm looking at the DOD, the Department of Defense rule set, which centers on for the most part, and I don't profess to be an expert in federal policy, but I believe that they center on naming bases and facilities and buildings and other infrastructure after deceased individuals through a program they call their memorialization program.
Right.
And I want to embrace something like that in Virginia because of a number of reasons. I just think that it is a conflict of interest for sitting political leaders to have structures named after them, to be able to steer money, and I'm not alleging that that was done, but to steer money or give the appearance of steering money to specific facilities and the potential that that may be named after them, and it's just a bad way to do business.
It is.
Well, tell me why it is the military, their set of guidelines on this, make it that you can't do it until somebody passes from the scene. What is the rationale behind that?
Well, it's simply because, as I understand it, and again, I don't profess to be an expert, but that it precludes the appearance that money is being steered, and it permits the arc of an individual's life to be complete.
Well, and that's
so
it.
That when naming individuals, naming authorities, decide on the name for a facility, they do it on the arc of a man or woman's life and not by a snippet of their life.
Well, this does make sense because, I mean, think about it, in the private sector, if you're giving money as part of a charitable contribution, a lot of times, you know, a theater or a museum or something, they'll negotiate naming rights with you.
Well, like, so there's like Bill Cosby's got all this stuff named after him,
right?
And now they're all taking it back,
right? But and you do it based on, you know, there's a negotiation. Okay, fine, I'll give you this much money, I'll set up this endowment, you'll name this wing of the hospital after me. Well, that's fine, that's your own money, but Mark Warner, he's working with our money, it's taxed out. He shouldn't be personally rewarded for that kind of thing. And if anything, they should name this building at the community college after the taxpayers of Virginia, shouldn't they?
Amen, brother. I'm with you on that one. That's what drives what I want to do. So what my intention is, my going-in argument on all this, that probably we should not be naming these structures after living individuals. Right, just 2 miles from my house at the Prince William County Government Building, there is a plaza named after a very good friend of mine, a former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, a former Secretary of Transportation for Virginia, Sean Connaughton. I love Sean. I think he's a great public leader, but that said, I don't think a building should be named after him. So the rule set that I want to seek is to go into the General Assembly and have a statewide rule set so that we don't get into these conflict of interest situations and so that we don't get into these emotionally based, personality based, community dividing arguments about all this.
All right. Let me be the devil's advocate on this
all
quickly,
right,
just for a quick second. I think a lot of us Republicans love the fact that we fly into Ronald Reagan National Airport right here in the nation's capital, right? And that was named when Ronald Reagan was still alive. If we had waited, you know, do we think the political climate after Ronald Reagan had passed away, do you think that the climate would have allowed the airport to be named? They want to rename it now. They're trying to rip his name off of it now that he's passed away and Nancy has passed away.
Of course, but my thing is I just want a consistent policy without regard to party labels or anything such as that. An individual should simply have completed his tour of duty on this planet and pressed on, and then we've got a complete record on which to base these decisions.
All right.
What's ironic about this is you talk about this, this Northern Virginia Community College building. In the case of Anthony Scalia, he did pass from the scene, and a donation was made from, I guess, the private sector, and
correct,
they said, yeah, we're going to rename it, and that seems appropriate. In this particular case, they're going to name a building after a current elected official who will actually be in attendance.
Yes, yes, and I just think that that's a conflict of interest, and I'm a conservative Republican who would feel exactly that same way had this been a conservative Republican senator.
Hmm.
I feel exactly the same.
How do you think this is going to go in the state legislature when you throw it down?
I have no idea because it's an idea that's just germinated in my head, but I'll do my due diligence with my colleagues, and we'll see how she goes.
You know, you always hear from elected officials that they're public servants and they're in this. I mean, they often say, and I'm sure that you're like this yourself, Delegate Anderson, that, you know, you could be making a lot more money in the private sector, but you have a sense of loyalty and duty and patriotism, and you want to give back to the country or to the state with which you love. So why should we name anything after a politician? I mean, in a way, it's sort of like secular sainthood, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I do not think that we need to be naming structures after individuals. This is all about stepping forward and offering yourself in service to your fellow man. I know some may think that that's a corny and trite statement, but that's what this is all about. Yeah. I can tell you right now, the jobs I was in the Air Force at the Pentagon, I could have walked out into a $200,000 a year job, but I chose an 80-hour work week at $18,000 a year, and I was in a position financially because I had planned ahead to do that. This is about public service, not about taking a building and transforming it into a personal billboard.
Right. Well, we appreciate that, and you sound very earnest about it. By the way, I want to take your calls about this. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Should we end this practice of naming buildings after living politicians, or for that matter, politicians at all? 888-630-WMAL. Thank you for joining us. Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson out of Prince George's County. Excuse me, Prince William County. Good Lord, what a mistake that is. Do something about the traffic over on the Occoquan Bridge, though, would you? I mean, Jamie Witten's talking about it every morning. We hear about the Occoquan, the problems
down there. My wife's working on that. She's the Occoquan supervisor.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Tell Mrs. Anderson to get on the ball there.
All
I'm sure
right,
she's
Ruth
doing
Anderson,
a
supervisor.
Good job. A little plug-in for the missus. Yeah, nice job.
I got to do that. That's my job description.
Thank you. All right. We want to hear from you. Do you agree? Should we stop putting names on buildings if we're naming them after living politicians? 888-630-WMAL.
Your call straight ahead right now, and it is 8:15 time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know there's a Jamie Witten building, right?
I had no idea.
There is. Department of Agriculture. This is a married name for me. Anyway, let's take you Occoquan. We'll go north first on 95 through Stafford, still below speed, and then as we work toward that Occoquan, Dale City to Woodbridge, slow in Newington, but this morning, at least our lanes are open. On to the Beltway we go, inner loop slow through Annandale and the outer loop toward Telegraph Road. A lot of volume today, 395 the entire trip, leaving the Beltway to get onto the 14th Street Bridge and into town to the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Now, 66, we did have a crash in Manassas that had been over to the shoulder, but that sun glare is still quite the issue as we continue to push east through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and toward the Beltway. Maryland Beltway, the latest crash, outer loop north, right before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway with two right lanes blocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks pretty nice today. High of 59, sunny. Tonight, clear, 42. Tomorrow, 65. In fact, it'll be in the mid-60s all the way through Saturday. Sunny skies. Looks really nice. Then on Sunday, it jumps up to the low 70s, I'm sorry. And on Monday, in the low 80s, I'm not making this up, currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. It is 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to town.
And when you say Washington, of course, you don't mean the man, you mean the city,
right,
which was named after a politician, yeah. George Washington, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, is there a higher honor than that?
No, absolutely.
The nation's capital named after the founder of, the father of our country, excuse me, George Washington.
You know, I've got the Brian Wilson Bridge over here.
Well, I hate to tell you, it's actually the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Yeah, that's what they
went. We call it the Brian Wilson Bridge, right. But it's actually named after...
I'm going to start charging tolls.
Woody. We want to know if we should continue doing this. I mean, I guess maybe I draw the line at presidents, you know, because nothing wrong with calling Washington, D.C. Washington. George Washington was a great man, mm-hmm. Objectively speaking. We can all agree on that. But
he's the father of our
seriously,
country.
Seriously, some podunk building in a community college gets named after a senator, and they're saying it specifically because he raised taxes? The taxpayers did that, not him.
Here's the thing that I think he said that made the most sense to me. We're naming things after people while they're still alive, and we don't really know how their lives are going to turn out. Mm. I mean, shouldn't we make that judgment after we see the entire arc of their lives and see what kind of person they actually were at the very end?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, you could name somebody, building after somebody, and then they turn out to be a real jerk.
Well, okay, but fine, but then you end up changing the name. I mean, we're doing that now. Here's the thing. I'm in favor of changing names. If you decide based on today's ethics or today's morals, or sensibilities that it's weird to have a building named after Bill Cosby for whatever, then just change it. That's fine. I just don't understand why we're doing it in the first place. That's not why they get into this business, is it? Jason in Tyson's Corner, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. Back in Southwest Ohio, a state representative of my home county pushed for funds to build a connector to I-75 to help spur economic growth, and it passed and was built. But he was later convicted of bribery and went to state prison. And when they did, they changed it from his name highway to the Butler County Regional Memorial Veterans Highway.
Okay.
Good example of why not to.
That is a great example, Jason. Thanks for that. How about John in Manassas? John, you're on WMAL.
Yeah, never mind that that Mark Warner has made a lifelong pursuit out of lining his pockets by manipulating the wheels of government, the richest man in the Senate and all. But the but a very easy way to handle this, I think, is ask him. Because you just say, hey, Mark, we'd like to name this building after you. If he says no, he does the honorable thing and steps in and settles the problem. And if he says yes, he's a pig.
So John,
this is very easy to handle.
This is a great point. I mean, what living politician has that lack of humility that they're welcoming this sort of thing? Oh, well, I guess when Robert Byrd was alive, that answers that question,
I mean,
right?
I actually did a story one time about the number of things in West Virginia that are named after Robert Byrd. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list is as long as my arms, and as you know, I have very long arms.
Incredibly long. Dick in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. What do you think of this idea, Dick?
3 years ago, I raised about $200,000 to build a handicapped baseball field. There happened to be in Prince William County. I'm sure Delegate Anderson knows about it. Anyway, it was constructed. I made it clear I want to do this anonymously, and I don't want anything about publicity for my business that was there. And they put the sign up, you know, under my name, and I had no control over it. I didn't ask them to take it down. So my point is, I do feel the same as Mr. Anderson, Delegate Anderson. It's about service. It's about feeling good about what you did.
Yep.
And you don't want it to be flashing your name there.
Yeah.
And not saying that these people are promoting their name to be on buildings. I get that. But it's just it's about service. And
thank you, Dick. That's what they say. That's what they say. But then they're the first ones to step up there and cut the ribbon when they're throwing their name up on the mm-hmm, the marquee. There mm-hmm. Is it really about service? Thanks for that. You know, I mean, the number
it's
of
about legacy,
the number of elementary schools and high schools and middle schools across this country named after Barack Obama over the course of the next 20 years is going to be mind boggling. Tim in Bowling Green.
There's already a bunch of them out there.
Tim, you're on WMAL.
Hi. Good morning. It sounds like something Will Rogers probably would have said, but I seem to remember somebody saying a long time ago that it seems like we only name things after dead heroes and living politicians.
That
and I'm sitting
right
here looking at the front page above the fold, Washington Times, Carl Levin standing there, fists above his head, standing next to a picture of a destroyer that's going to be named after him. And I'm, you know, I'm like, where, you know, you talk about humility. Well, I don't think he ever has to be accused of being humble.
No.
But,
yeah.
You know,
thank you, Tim.
I think we should.
It's a great point, Tim. Thanks for that.
I think we should name things after statesmen. And the definition of a statesman is a dead politician.
Right, the second you're dead.
Yeah, and I think we need more statesmen.
All right, more of your calls on this in a moment, plus traffic and weather coming up in just a couple. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Clinical trials are important in developing life-saving medicines and treatments. Join us Wednesday, April 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Howard University's Blackburn Center for a free educational program about clinical trials and what it means to be a study volunteer. There will be no study recruitment. For more information and to register, visit awareforall.org or call 877-MED-HERO. This message was brought to you by the Center for Information and Study on Clinical Research Participation.
You know, when it's time to sell your home, choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. And that is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance, with over 25 years in the local real estate market. Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up. His marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, it sold in 6 days flat. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you their no-questions-asked warranty.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, Budget Blinds is celebrating our spring style event. Get a rebate up to $250 when you buy select window coverings, including energy-efficient treatments. Lower your energy cost without sacrificing on your home decor. Schedule your free in-home consultation, then qualify for up to a $250 rebate. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds today at 1-800-490-4808. That's 1-800-490-4808. 1-800-490-4808.
It is 8:25 on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, make it stop the rush hour. I wish I could. The latest problem in Bethesda, though. So if you're coming around from College Park and toward 270, this is what you need to watch for. Right as you come up to the exit for Connecticut Avenue, fire truck just came to the scene of the crash. Now, one right lane, one left lane gets by. Now, if you're coming from, say, southbound Connecticut Avenue, you're not merging into the accident. You're beyond the crash. So again, outer loop at Connecticut Avenue, only two lanes, one to the right, one to the left, getting by this accident. 29 southbound, we already had delays through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's. Sure to put the extra pressure onto that merge. Outer loop near 50, the John Hanson Highway had the crash. Virginia 395 leaving Springfield toward the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. Getting through Arlington on 50, Arlington Boulevard, as you come up to North Glebe Road, do watch for fire and rescue for the incident. Update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella's 72-hour sale. Call 877-769-8392 or visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or BaltimoreWindowSales.com for details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot now to sunshine over the next couple of days. Getting warmer back to where we should be, which is mid-60s by tomorrow. Sunny today near 60. Tonight clear 42. Sun comes back tomorrow. Let's just make it 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 827 on WMAL.
And we're continuing this conversation about whether we should cease the practice of naming buildings after living politicians, even politicians that are currently serving. This comes from Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson, who just joined us about 10 minutes ago, because there's a building at Northern Virginia Community College being named after Mark Warner to reward him for raising your taxes and then spending it on that school. Outrageous. Alan and Dio, you're next up on WMAL. Go, Alan.
Morning, gentlemen. I believe nothing should be named after any politician. For example, Senator Byrd of West Virginia, his name is splattered all over that state.
Yeah.
And this is a Klansman, and the only reason that is because he knew how to bring the most pork home from the barrel.
Well, that's it, Alan.
That was the taxpayers' money.
That's right. You look at that list of things that Robert Byrd...
You can't swing a cat in West Virginia without hitting something that has Robert Byrd's name on it.
But every single building is in some way funded by the federal government, and Senator Byrd just funneled money that way. That's his reward.
Right.
His legacy. Greg in Rockville, you're on WMAL. Go, Greg.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I agree it should not be named after any
living politician, except for one notable exception. Yep. We need a building in Maryland after our crab cake czar, Larry O'Connor.
Well, you know, Greg, it's hard to argue with that.
All right, listen, when you're right, Greg, you're right.
And again, and I'm not an elected official. I'm not paid. It's an honorary position, but I will.
Well, I mean, but there's some question about whether the position actually has been.
You know, certified. That was a confusion, misunderstanding on the governor's part. We'll fix that problem immediately. Yeah. 8:28 on WMAL. Our news is coming up in just a moment.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up in just a moment, have you noticed it? There are a lot more animals on flights these days, and many people are claiming that their pets are actually support animals. They're abusing the system. Is it time to crack down? We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Verizon workers are on strike amid a simmering contract dispute. About 39,000 Verizon landline and cable workers are walking picket lines today from here to New England. Their old contract expired nearly 8 months ago.
The union workers say they want better pension benefits and guarantees that call center work won't be outsourced to other countries. Verizon has reportedly agreed to a 6.5% pay raise, but wants to cut more than $3 billion in annual health care costs.
Correspondent Michael Toscano. Donald Trump was joined by his family last night at a CNN town hall, and Trump once again accused the Republican National Committee of conspiring against him.
Trump alleging the Republican Party is, quote, 100% controlled by the RNC, and that rules were changed to stop him.
And they changed the rules a number of months ago. The people in
about 8 months ago.
Well, it's so not very long ago.
But you had a lot of time to prepare.
You know why they changed the rules? Because they saw how I was doing, and they didn't like it.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski reporting. Congress is set to ask questions today about the sale of the safety of the metro system. This after the unprecedented one-day shutdown last month. Metro's general manager and board chair are among those going to Capitol Hill today. It appears that the National Park Service is going to miss a critical deadline to apply for funding to repair the Memorial Bridge, and that has upset local members of Congress who are now calling on the head of the Park Service to get that application in by tomorrow night's deadline. And the so-called affluenza teenager. It makes his first appearance in adult court today in Texas.
The judge could order Ethan Couch to spend another 4 months in jail. Couch was 16 when he hit and killed three people. His blood alcohol content was three times the legal limit. Couch turned 19 earlier this week. Without the transfer to adult court, his probation would have ended.
Correspondent Alan Skaya checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,721. The Nasdaq at 48,72. Sports: the Nationals improved to 5-1 with another win over the Braves. The O's go to 7-0 with another win over the Red Sox. And the Wizards look to finish their season at 500 as they host the Hawks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows, and they're easy to clean.
Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middleman, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Clinical trials are important in developing life-saving medicines and treatments. Join us Wednesday, April 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Howard University's Blackburn Center for a free educational program about clinical trials and what it means to be a study volunteer. There will be no study recruitment. For more information and to register, visit awareforall.org or call 877-MED-HERO. This message was brought to you by the Center for Information and Study on Clinical Research Participation.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on the Maryland Beltway, leaving Silver Spring into Bethesda. Over to the shoulder on the Beltway Outer Loop, right at Connecticut Avenue. Travel lanes have been reopened, but that's the focal point of where the delays end that begin back in College Park. Inner Loop side, we have that volume rubbernecking to get past the scene of the crash. South on 29, accident south of the ICC before you get to Cherry Hill Road at Musgrove. Do follow police direction. Then beyond through White Oak and down past the Trader Joe's. It's the morning rush hour in full force here. On 212, southbound Powder Mill Road. Looks like we have accident activity on 212 before you get to Riggs Road. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Outer Loop at 50, John Hanson Highway for the crash. I know, a lot going on. George Washington Parkway south of 123 for the hefty delays. And into the sunshine this morning, 66. We get hit hard to work up toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good run here this morning. Skies clear, roads dry. More the same this afternoon as the sunshine sticks around with a little breeze around. 60 tonight, clear. Down near 42, sunshine seasonably mild tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 45 in Alexandria, 43 in Waldorf, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
We've been talking on this program from time to time about how the friendly skies have become less and less friendly. And here is a trend that is getting out of control. And I want to know what you have. You ever had this experience where you get on a plane and the person next to you has their support animal? Now, look,
if you're blind and you need a support animal, that's one thing. If you're disabled, truly disabled, and you need to have your service animal with you, nobody's really going to begrudge you that. I mean, most people understand that. But it's become a thing that's being abused in many, many circles, especially by celebrities. Here's the thing. You got a dog, and you want to take the dog with you wherever you go, right? So what you do is you get a certificate from an online source that says this is a service animal.
Yep. No, support, emotional support
emotional
animal.
Support animal.
Yeah.
And then you get a note from your doctor saying this person needs a support animal when they fly.
Yeah.
And then you get to bring your support animal onto the plane with you. It's a complete scam.
It's outrageous.
It's just a way that you don't have to pay to put your pet and, you know, and fly it across the country and pay the charges for it.
Yep.
That's what's going on here. Henry Cavill, Superman, does this. He's Superman.
You would think he
doesn't need a support freaking animal.
He's an actor.
Okay. Well, okay. So anyway, so has this happened to you? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. And there have been some bizarre cases.
Yes, there have.
I mean, for example, there's one person who tried to get on board with a miniature horse.
Yeah.
That was their service animal.
Yeah, there was a goat one time. I remember a goat.
There has been a therapy turkey.
Yeah. Oh, and a pig, a support pig.
A pig. Well, that pig actually got taken off the flight. It was actually headed on a DC-bound flight, and they had to take it off because it pooped in the middle of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the problem, Brian. And I hate this. I fly a lot, and I see this a lot. And these animals, the emotional support animals, they don't behave like actual service animals. And you know, I would love to hear from someone, you know, if you're a vet, a huge number of returning combat vets actually need and utilize service dogs, actual service animals who actually help them. And those dogs, I've seen those dogs on the planes. Those are the real deal. They've been trained. They sit at their owner's feet for the entire flight.
Absolute attention.
Don't
ready to go.
Move a muscle. They don't pee. They don't poop. They don't do anything like that. These emotional support animals are ridiculous. It's just, this dog makes me happy, so I need the dog near me. It's outrageous. Well, and I think it's an insult to the vets who actually need these service dogs.
I mean, can you imagine you're sitting on a plane, and then on comes a guy who's got his... he's got his support pig there.
Yeah. Nobody needs that.
Nobody needs that. I for one, actually... Well, actually...
My emotional support pig is barbecued spare ribs.
Oh, really?
That's my version of an emotional support
pig. My emotional support is bourbon. Jack in Arlington, you're on with Brian and Larry. Have you seen this? Has this happened to you?
Yes, and I now have to fly with a little pharmacy in my carry-on bag. So I have severe allergies to cats. Like, not even kidding. Eyes red, scratchy, choke and sneeze and cough, and it's really bad.
Thank you.
So if someone comes on the plane with an emotional support cat, I'm now the guy who's choking in the back of the plane, and no one wants to be that guy. And people
Jack,
don't care.
Jack,
then I'm the idiot, right?
Cat allergies are much more common than peanut allergies, but we've banned peanuts from flights now because people are allergic to those.
Well, I mean, I have cat allergies as well. And if I sat down next to a person who yanks out their cat in the middle of the flight out of a little bag and says, I need this as my support animal, I'm going to ask to be moved.
Really?
I really am, because I don't want to be itching, you know, for the next 24 hours. Yeah, I hate cats. Marianne in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. First of all, to you guys about the smaller animals, most airlines have a rule that animals under 20 pounds can fly as long as their carrier fits under your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different category than a support animal.
And they don't have to pay anything for that.
It's considered one piece of their luggage.
Okay, all right.
On the other hand, I volunteer with a group that Fidos for Freedom over in Laurel that trains service dogs for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pretending your animal is a service dog really does a disservice to people who have true service animals. However, airlines kill and lose some 40-some animals a year on airlines. And I can understand people's angst at having their pet treated like luggage.
Well, how about this idea? Leave the dog at home.
Can I leave you at home instead?
Marianne, I've tried. It's just...
I'm like a bad penny. I just show
Marianne, thanks for that. And I'm checking out Fighters for Freedom right now on the internet. Looks like a really interesting organization. Yeah.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks for doing that. You know what? Stay on the line. We'll continue with your calls on this. Emotional support animals. Is it a sham? And is it a disservice to real service animals?
And do you have a story? We want to hear your... You have a story, don't
I
you?
I do have a story, yeah. Okay. 843 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just 2 minutes.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, do you know that stomach-twisting mix of anticipation and fear that you get, like just before you get on a roller coaster or something? You know that feeling? Well, a lot of us get the same feeling when we think about retirement. The anticipation of finally being able to quit working, that's great, but it's mixed with the fear of whether or not we can actually afford to quit. I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Services because he wants to ask you a question. Can you afford to retire? Find out by visiting Larry's website. And this is very cool. Testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. Plug in a few numbers. You find out very quickly. And if you find out it's not, guess what? Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call 800-611-1952 to find out more. That's 800-611-1952, or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength of the insurer. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you their no-questions-asked warranty.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, Budget Blinds is celebrating our spring style event. Get a rebate up to $250 when you buy select window coverings, including energy-efficient treatments. Lower your energy cost without sacrificing on your home decor. Schedule your free in-home consultation, then qualify for up to a $250 rebate. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds today at 1-800-490-4808. That's 1-800-490-4808. 1-800-490-4808.
I'm so sorry. That was my emotional support turkey.
That's your therapy turkey?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll take care of him.
Okay.
Now!
It's Allie. It's 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Excuse me, sir. Does your turkey bite?
Yes, but this is not my turkey.
That is not my turkey. All right, let's get you around the Beltway. It has been a tough go in many areas. In fact, let's go first to the Wilson Bridge. Still seeing delays almost back at Branch Avenue. Two accidents up ahead, one at St. Barnabas, one at 210. Out of the travel lanes. Outer loop at 50, John Hanson Highway cleared. Those delays are starting to ease. Then we hit the big tie-ups from just after Route 1. Jammed into Bethesda, the crash at Connecticut Avenue sits on the shoulder. Inner loop slowing to check it out. Southbound on 29, Columbia Pike. That's hung up just south of the ICC. The crash still has the right lane blocked, but the tow truck is there. South on 95, your delays begin near the ICC. And Powder Mill Road, we're still hung up. Southbound south of Cherry Hill Road with the crash. So that's just some of that corridor. Take you in through to the district. Coming off of both 50 and the B-Dub, slows to DC 295. And right at the start of DC 295, that's where we have the crash. In the backup, 66 into the Sun Glare. Same story with the Greenway. Toll Road 395 slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good run here this morning. Skies clear, roads dry. More the same this afternoon as the sunshine sticks around with a little breeze around 60. Tonight clear. Down near 42, sunshine seasonably mild tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees on WMAL. Like
like. That's what it's like to get on a plane these days. I mean, everybody's bringing a dead gum barn out to the plane.
Fly the friendly skies.
That's right. That's right. Down, boy. Listen, it's getting to be out of control, and people are abusing this system. Have you had this experience where you get on a plane and somebody whips out some kind of strange animal and says, "It's my support animal. I need this." You know, what do you think about that? Betsy in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Betsy. Stop it.
Well, I'd like to credit my husband with this idea, but on account of a lot of long-distance flights to Houston for frequent business travel,
yeah.
I think I'd like to bring my therapy python.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, what could go wrong there, Betsy?
Well,
have you ever seen that?
Clean up the house a little bit.
Have you ever seen that movie, Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I had to fly back from L.A. one time with a French bulldog next to me, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley was his name, and he was an emotional support puppy, and he, I don't want to use a polite word, he was flatulent, all flight long, flatulent Charles Barkley.
Mm.
Thanks, but hey, Eric in Alexandria, you're on WMAL, go Eric.
Good morning. So, I'm the executive director of a national membership organization of people who are blind, and we hear from our members, with regard to air travel, that they have concerns about the other emotional support, quote-unquote emotional support animals,
yeah.
and the danger that they can pose to legitimate service animals that are on the same plane.
You mean a perception danger because people don't take it seriously, or actual a real...
So there's two parts of this. One is the actual danger that an untrained animal can pose to a legitimate service animal in a small cooped up area,
right?
There's that, but then there's also the questions that we oftentimes get from airlines and frankly out in the general public. I realize this is confined, right? And this discussion is to airlines, but this also happens in restaurants,
right,
and movie
theaters.
And it's quite obvious that when a blind person shows up with a guide dog, the purpose of the animal. And then to have to be questioned for a couple minutes at a time.
About whether it's legitimate,
It's insulting, absolutely,
Eric. Get that,
you're right, we got a roll, but thank you for making that point. It does, it waters down the real basic need that people have for these great, heroic service animals who do a great job.
It's 850.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
They say money can't buy happiness, but the kind of debt you carry could actually affect your kids' behavior. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As any financial expert will tell you, there is good or necessary debt, and there's bad debt. Researchers at Dartmouth determine debt you take on to better your life, like a college loan or a mortgage to buy a home in a safer neighborhood, might lead to better outcomes in children. On the other hand, mounting debt tied to high-interest credit cards and short-term investments could subconsciously even indicate economic distress. And parents who had more debt overall, regardless of what type, were more likely to have children with behavioral issues compared to those who had less debt overall. But, interestingly, children whose parents held some debt displayed greater social and emotional well-being than those parents who had no debt whatsoever. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You know, one of the most dangerous and disgusting jobs you have to do around the house is to climb up on a ladder and clean out those nasty, yucky old gutters. Now, first of all, it's a nasty job. It's just, I mean, it really, it's like the least pleasant job around the house, just about.
but it's also dangerous. Getting up on the ladder is just an accident waiting to happen. But there is an alternative. Stay safe and call LeafGuard. Have them show you why their one-piece patented covered rain gutter is the best one available. You see, LeafGuard is a clog-free one-piece covered aluminum gutter system that lets the water in and keeps the leaves and the debris on the outside. It is a great-looking system. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, which it won't, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. Means you never have to climb that ladder again. Backed by Belden Home Solutions, and they've been around 70 years. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they're the only one-piece clog-free gutter system to carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval with a two-year money-back guarantee. Now, right now, special deal. Get up to $500 from LeafGuard for your ugly old gutters. They'll even haul them away. Special financing available for well-qualified buyers. For your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you with one click or one call. Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland USA paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's not raining. We don't have wet pavement. Rush hour in full force still. 395 as you come off the Beltway. Watch for delays and not giving up, because now as you cross the 14th Street Bridge, that's where we have a crash along the right side. We have the north and southbound George Washington Parkway heavy to join on, as well as 110 and Washington Boulevard. Let's get you through Arlington inbound 50 near North Glebe. That's where we have the crash. In McLean, northbound 123 at Kirby Road for the incident. Maryland Beltway outer at Connecticut Avenue, crash to the shoulder, heavy each direction. Wilson Bridge backup still persisting before you get to St. Barnabas Road. However, lanes are open, and lanes open on the Virginia Beltway inner loop at slow through Annandale and Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella's 72-hour sale. Call 877-769-8392, or you can visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or BaltimoreWindowSales.com for details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good roll now. High pressure in. Going to give us clear sky. That's already here this morning. A little breeze around. Beautiful blue sky this afternoon up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees. It's now 8:57.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have. have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Well, tomorrow would be Thursday, and we're going to have Jake Tapper from CNN. Also, Lanny Davis is going to join us. Well, it's been a while since we had Lanny on.
Today is
I got some questions.
Sorry about that. Today is Thomas Jefferson's birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom. Here comes Chris Plant, the Thomas Jefferson of our time.
Here comes Mr. Bill Zuck. Gyrocopter guy is going to be sentenced today. Yeah, he could go to Gitmo and be disemboweled and crucified on the west front of the Capitol, upside down, ISIS style. You know, they're getting harsh. They want to make an example of the guy. And who's your favorite news person?